you can buy.
Hey everyone, this is Kate Delaney, and tonight we are serving up some of the best water cooler buzz in the business. So remember, from coast to coast, left, right, and in between, everyone has a chance to throw in their 2 cents. I don't care what stripes you have. This is the time of the year when, yes, people whine about the weather almost every place, but the biggest crybabies have to be in Washington lately. There are record temperatures in D.C. with the heat index. It's like 105. So I'm thinking, maybe there is a reason why they are delirious on the Hill. MoveOn.org removed. I noticed this. And then there was, I think, some stories on it, too. It's controversial General Petraeus ads from its website. Now that Petraeus is the big dog in Afghanistan, even the Taliban is endorsing the general. Meanwhile, it was moving day for ousted General McChrystal, the 4-star decorated hero that was brought down by Rolling Stone magazine. So with his bags packed and ready to go, at least a few friends finally come through, like Admiral Mike Mullen and Secretary of Defense Robert Gates. They had some parting words.
General McChrystal is a friend. He's a fine soldier and a good man, and he has served his country nobly and with great distinction for more than 3 decades, much of that last decade at war.
Like the President, I deeply regret the circumstances that made this decision necessary. General McChrystal is one of the finest officers and warriors of his generation, who has an extraordinary record in leading the fight against some of this country's most lethal enemies.
So, again, a few people stepped up to the plate to serve up some nice words for McChrystal. Hey, did you camp out for your iPhone 4? Loads of people did. Loads of people ordered the iPhone 4. Steve Jobs is going to make millions more on this Apple product. Everybody's about Apple. The future generation's coming up. PC is like dead. Even people are complaining, even though they're complaining about some of the problems. If you check out AmericaTonight.net, I mentioned it on my notes from a scorecard blog, it's still how much people love the Apple products, whether we're talking about listening devices, right, where you're bopping around and you have, how thick do you think mine is? I was looking at this the other day, the iPod, so tiny, it looks like an old-fashioned cigarette lighter, what a brilliant thing. Whether it's that or one of the Apple computers or perhaps the iPhone, I have the original iPhone, it's certainly going to be a huge success for Apple. And so much so, it's become one of these things where people camp out when there's some kind of Apple product that's going to be up for sale. Like the first days, it's crazy. It's like they fly off the shelves, just the iPhone, the iPods, and now this new version. Take a listen to this guy who sounded like he was lining up for a concert.
We had a tent. We had a blow-up air mattress. We had TV on my MacBook Pro. Just hanging out with some new people that you meet. It's just kind of a tradition with the iPhones.
Yeah, kind of a tradition. You bet. Okay, so we move from the general saga to Apple to a couple of other quick things that we're going to talk about on this show, including what's going on in Connecticut, because we know we have a lot of listeners in that state, and apparently Bridgeport was just demolished. I got an email from an old friend who used to work with me in Manhattan, and he said, boy, if you heard the latest on what's going on in Bridgeport, just how bad it is, that people reported seeing funnel clouds, and they were ordered pretty much to stay home with the state of emergency on Thursday. Buildings collapsed. There was structural damage and parts of town were blocked off. And all you could hear was the buzz of the chainsaw in the middle of the night, almost like a soundtrack, they say. That's how bad it was. And this storm, it just battered the city with trees falling onto houses. and blown over in the parks. There was the typical thing you get with the broken windows on buildings and cars. And of course, the Bridgeport mayor, Bill Finch, had to declare a state of emergency. What was he going to do? And actually ordered everybody to stay home because it was too dangerous to have people out on the streets. There was no 7-Eleven runs to get some late-night coffee. It was too risky. They couldn't figure out where all the pockets were of the damage. There was a lot of it. See, you had 57,000 people who didn't have power after the storm, and they were talking about winds that were clocked at about 80, 85 miles an hour, and it happened late in the afternoon, the worst time, right? It's right before rush hour. Rush hour anymore starts at like practically 3:30. So it happens at 2:30 and just pushes across and knocks over all these trees and massive destruction. And in the email my friend sent me, he's like, it looks like a war zone. It really does. When I hear you talk about tornadoes, that's what Bridgeport looks like. It was that violent of a storm. I don't think, and he lived in that area for a while. He said he didn't think in his entire life, from the time he was a kid, he remembers anything like it. Somehow this kind of got lost in the sauce with everybody since so many other things were happening and what's going on with the oil spill. But even a massive billboard just took off. One building just fell off and scattered debris, sending all kinds of bricks flying when it peeled off of the roof. And the worry was, hey, the way this thing flew off and at the time it did, who knows if there's anyone trapped. So they were searching around to make sure there was nobody underneath it. They brought out the dogs, the dogs sniffing for people and, you know, the cadaver sniffing dogs. A lot of them, to make sure that nobody got trapped in this. Wow. Hopefully tonight it's getting a little bit better as they're clearing up some of the trees. But, you know, this is going to take a while. Just a stunning storm that slammed into that community. It's that Mother Nature thing where it's eeny, meeny, miny, mo, and you never know if it's your turn or not. In Bridgeport, Connecticut, apparently, terrible, terrible storm. So we're sorry for all the people going through that in Connecticut listening to America Tonight, if you're even getting power. This is a crazy thing that happened to the judge who's now facing death threats after the British Petroleum Gulf Oil drilling moratorium ruling. How am I not surprised by this? There are a lot of people that agree with the decision. Hello, I have my hand up. And so the judge, Martin Feldman, in his desire to see that people aren't struggling to make a living, overturned the Obama administration's moratorium on deep water drilling. But not everybody was happy. In fact, he's getting so many death threats, and he was supposed to be a judge at a cooking contest at a school. They decided we have to have federal marshals surrounding him because we're afraid someone might try to pick him off. How sad is that? That this judge has to be subjected to death threats because of his ruling. This is a guy who was appointed way back when to the federal bench by Reagan in 83. So now he's right in the middle of this storm over the Gulf. Crazy. Coming up next, we're talking money, money, money. Don't go away.
It's the number one reason for slow and clogged bath drains. That's right, hair. And the number one way to open drains plugged with hair? The drain clog.
Wow.
Stop standing in dirty bath water. Stop using dangerous chemicals. Just push the drain claw past the pop-up in your sink or tub, twist, and pull.
Wow.
You'll be shocked at what this little tool can pull out of your drain. The drain claw has over 100 tiny hooks that claw through hair, toothpaste, and shampoo that slows and clogs your drains. See how it works right now at thedrainclaw.com.
Wow.
The drain claw is made in the USA and is the safest, easiest, most environmentally friendly solution to unclogged bath drains. Get one for $6.99 or three for $15. The drain claw can be used over and over. Don't be fooled by substitutes. Buy the original. Buy the drain claw. Order now at thedrainclaw.com. That's the drain claw at thedrainclaw.com.
Hi, this is Peter Kronschnabel with Midas Resources. As you know, government spending is at an all-time high, and inflation will be a direct result of the spending policy. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? Are the majority of your assets tied up in the stock or bond market? If so, are those assets working for you or against you? One thing is certain. Having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens to our economy or the dollar, your investment will never be worthless. And it will protect you from that hidden tax, inflation. If you've been thinking about investing in physical possession of precious metals, the time is now. Gold is at an all-time high and continues to move up. I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel, at 800-686-2237 at extension 108. And I'll take the time to personally put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call Peter Kronschnabel, 800-686-2237, extension 108.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you've got to try MyPillow. Introducing the most revolutionary, most comfortable, and coolest pillow ever, MyPillow. Imagine your very own custom fit pillow. MyPillow is the only pillow of its kind on the market that uses a patented fill, custom made to your exact individual needs. MyPillow is 100% made in the USA and has a natural built-in cooling effect that keeps your cervical nerves cool, and that helps you get the best REM sleep possible. MyPillow helps alleviate snoring, migraine, sleep apnea, and other sleeping disorders. MyPillow is antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, machine washable and dryable, comes in many sizes and will not go flat. And best of all, MyPillow comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So what do you have to lose? Except poor sleep. Go to MyPillowShop.com, mention coupon code GCN and receive up to $40 off. That's MyPillowShop.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. MyPillow for the rest of your life.
Well, my heart knows it better than I know myself, so I'm gonna let it do all the talking. I came across a place in the middle of nowhere with a big black horse and a cherry tree.
Financial reform, how about it? Still not done, and I don't know that we want it to be D-O-N-E. From what I hear, that's being stuck in this huge overhaul. Who better to join us on the show than our pal, Money Man for ATN, Saul Album, who is fresh from an overseas visit to Norway. Hey, Saul, how are you?
Greetings. Greetings. Back in Dallas, and glad to be back stateside.
But let me ask you this question. Norway is supposed to be one of those countries where everybody is happy. In fact, it was voted the happiest place on Earth, besides Disneyland, of course. But I heard the exchange rate is good. Was that accurate?
Oh, my God. It was. You go to a burger joint there, and it's about $20 for a hamburger. I went to the Hard Rock Cafe. It was about $38 for a burger. So, yeah, yes. yeah. You don't even want to see the bottles of wine there. Yeah, it's ridiculous. So,
okay, so
yeah,
why? So the exchange rate isn't
good.
You can't
take your date to McDonald's. I mean, it's like really expensive. It's kind of nice, actually, to take your date to McDonald's over there.
Yeah, no kidding. No kidding. But having said that, then why is it the happiest place on Earth? Because the people there have a lot of money, right?
Yeah, they are all loaded. And here's the deal. Okay, now, if you look at Saudi Arabia, you have a kleptocracy. That's where you have the ruling family that's just basically owns the oil wealth and then kind of sprinkles some money here and there around into the community. Okay, so it'd be like if Tony Soprano ran the government. Okay, and then, you know, he's not such a bad guy. He didn't want to kill anybody too much. Same as royal family. Okay, so but imagine instead of the royal family, it was a socialist government. or kind of like, or maybe like a really strong Obama government, okay? And then basically they have about 4.5 million people. It's maybe the size of Miami plus, or maybe Denver plus some surrounding communities. And then they have all this oil wealth pumping in. So, of course it's the happiest place on earth because it's socialist, but they're not running out of people's money. They're just getting it pumped in from the oil, and that should last for another 15 years or so, 15 to 18 years.
Interesting. I mentioned before we went to you about this, financial reform, and I just got tonight is like text night to my iPhone. My iPhone works. It's not the new one. So I just got a text from somebody who's in Washington saying they're still burning the midnight plus oil on this Wall Street bill, you know, this financial reform. What's your take on it? Or is it thumbs up or thumbs down from your point of view?
Well, a couple things that it's kind of like they're defanging Frankenstein's monster. The whole reason why the banks can do whatever they want is because they're federally guaranteed. So nobody really cares. Like me and you don't really care what Bank of America does because we know our deposits are insured. So we're just like, whatever, Frankenstein can go ahead and run around. Now, what they're defanging is they're trying to not allow them, the banks, to have their own hedge funds inside of them. Two, they are trying to change the tax code on venture capital and private equity, raise it up. And number three, they're trying to regulate over-the-counter bets, like Warren Buffett's bet on France. I don't know if you saw that.
Mm-hmm.
Warren Buffett's insurance company took out a bet that France would not win the World Cup. They would have had to pay out $30 million, but France didn't win, so they collect the premium on that. So, is it thumbs up, thumbs down? Thumbs down. They need to totally rip through, but it's not as bad as it seems because the banks are effectively hedge funds playing with other people's dollars, and they need to stop. And over-the-counter derivatives regulation is okay. It's some of the more benign. So basically, Frankenstein's monsters are still running around, but its teeth are not as sharp and its fangs are taken off. So we'll be able to see if Bank of America. Now, what does this mean for your listeners? That means that all the bank's profits are going to go down, which means they're going to try to jack up fees
That's right.
All the little guys.
Yeah.
If it's even profitable to have accounts. Thing is, like, people don't realize it's not really profitable to have the average person's account. It's the business accounts that make all the money in the, mm-hmm. the trading. So, what you're going to start seeing is a lot of banks that are just be like, you only make $150,000 a year? Well, all right, maybe we'll let you open up an account with us. You just don't make enough money on small accounts. So, maybe you'll pay some more fees to make up for it.
That's exactly what I say. It's the fees that are going to get you, or the Bank of Mexico, Bank of America, they'll be sticking you with those fees, trust me. And it's interesting, I'm glad you brought up the thing about the hedge fund. That's what they call the so-called Volcker Rule, after the former Fed Reserve chairman, and that's the whole thing about the banks, like you said, owning hedge funds and trading for their own accounts. So there are some people certainly on eggshells about that on the other side of it.
Oh, yeah, speaking of the other side and eggshells, just for your listeners to know, Spain's banks are becoming insolvent also. Just listen up. And Hungary also just had their second failed government auction in a row. Now, what does this mean for the listeners is that in Greece, which represented about 3% of the euro economy, that just fell off the cliff, right? I don't know if your listeners caught the news that they're auctioning off the islands, right?
Yes. Crazy.
But Spain represents 10% of the European Union and is the 10th largest economy in the world. They already have a 20% unemployment rate. So we may see a systemic collapse if they're going to have to go in and bail out Spain. We will see inflation and a dramatic slowdown. So, we need to be careful of the companies that are doing a lot of business into Spain. So take a look at your portfolios and talk with your financial advisors.
Yeah, that, I mean, that's one of the craziest headlines I think I've ever read, although I knew where it was coming from. You know, I mentioned this, had the dig about the iPhone, but Steve Jobs is incredible. I mean, Apple, that, where is that stock going to go? It dipped down a little bit today, but still, it's at a pretty high mark. A lot of people are bullish on Apple. What do you think?
You know, I think the future is going to be Facebook, Apple, and Google, and then they're just cannibalizing where Microsoft used to be. Like, where did Microsoft go? I don't know. But I'm a little more bullish on Apple, but they're trading is really high now. On Apple, I'd wait for a few pull downs. You know, we're going to have some pull downs in the market probably fairly soon. And I look at it as a nice buying opportunity. This goes to show you what good management does. Okay, and when you have a passionate, unbelievable manager, can do anything. And also, it goes to show you how a businessman can change the world. And for the good. Look how many people look at that. So I'd like to try. Last I saw it was around 180 a share. I remember you and I talking about it, 3 years ago, or mm-hmm. about 4 years ago when it was at 80, saying, how nice is it then? But,
now it's 260. Like it. Now it's 269. Sorry? Now it's 269. Isn't that incredible?
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, 269. I don't know. I think that's, I haven't seen. You know what? I wouldn't be comfortable telling people to get into that.
That's high.
No. Yeah. I wouldn't. No, not yet.
It's
take a look
too
at
high.
Google first.
Yeah, that's what I'd say the same thing. I mean, I agree with you that, we were talking about Apple when it was so low. That's why it's so amazing how high it's climbed, but it's not the time necessarily to get in for sure. So it's always great to talk to you on America Tonight. You add so much when you come on. We appreciate it, and we'll talk to you again down the road.
Okay, I was waiting for some Norwegian jokes.
I don't have any.
maybe for next time, okay.
Save them for next time. Thanks, Saul.
Yeah, all right, thanks.
Bye-bye. Hey, it's funny. We're talking about Apple there, and it's like this guy that was involved with Apple, his name is Ron Wayne. If you go to AmericaTonight.net and you click on features and you go to Blunder of the Day, check it out because I wrote a little thing about him and posted a picture. This poor guy, he was at Apple at the very beginning. He sold his stock, and he had company stock, 10% of it. He got $800 for it. If he had hung on to his 10% today, it would be worth $22 billion. $22 billion. Turns out that he had been involved with some startups in the past, was worried he'd get burned again. So CNN dug up the story on this guy, Ron Wayne. I guess he gets his 15 minutes of fame, but, man, I'd rather have the money, to be sure. Keep it on America Tonight.
The problem.
How do I cook food without power?
How do I light my home with no electricity?
How do I get emergency radio broadcast?
How can I make safe drinking water?
When your power goes out, the solution for cooking, baking, home lighting, listening to the radio, and producing clean water is the Family Emergency Kit from KeroStove. KeroStove has been in business for over 12 years with the largest selection of kerosene stoves and family preparedness supplies in the U.S. Now get the Family Emergency Kit at KeroStove.com for only $4.29 plus shipping, a savings of nearly $200. It's perfect for off-the-grid living. Call 888-395-1164 today. That's 888-395-1164 and ask about weekly specials or check the specials online each week at KeroStove.com. Again, call 888-395-1164 or go to KeroStove.com. Kero Stove for family emergency solutions.
Bringing you the best in alternative talk radio for over 10 years. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and re-cleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Is there a favorite radio station or show that you just love and can't stand to miss? Then you need Replay AV. With Replay AV, you can set up your PC to record your favorite radio shows, podcasts, XM and Sirius radio feeds, even streaming video automatically. More than one favorite? No problem. Replay AV can simultaneously record multiple shows and stations. You never have to miss any of your favorite programs again. Replay AV comes with a built-in media guide to make it easy to find your favorites and a converter for playback in any of the popular formats or burn to CD or DVD. With Replay AV's easy recording wizard, you'll be set up to record quickly. And Replay AV comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Try it, then buy it at replayav.com. GCN listeners save $10 off the retail price by going to replayav.com or click on the Replay AV banner on gcnlive.com. Visit replayav.com. Stream it, record it, keep it with Replay AV.
Coming up on America Tonight, we're going to tell you about the lemonade that came from the streets of Los Angeles. It's a crazy story. I have a friend, Annie Zdarovich, who's out in L.A., and immediately she was quick on the trigger to start with the squeeze jokes, if you know what I mean. We'll get to that. Plus, financial reform. We were just talking about it with Saul Albin and whether or not we're going to see something come down from the Hill. And I don't like it. There's a lot of things I don't like about it. I don't think it really protects consumers anyway. And Saul was dead on when he said, ultimately, the banks are going to make you pay more in fees. So, and how about that exchange rate? $25 or $20, the cheapest I think he got for a hamburger in Norway. Maybe our next guest, businesswoman Rachel Gaffney, who's about all things from Ireland, joins us, and she is fresh from the Emerald Isle. Thanks so much for staying up late, because you probably have severe jet lag, to talk to us here on ATN.
Good morning. Yes, well, it's good morning, isn't it? No, it's not.
It is.
Not yet. Hi, Kate.
Hey, how are you doing?
I'm a little tired, but I'm okay. I'm hanging in there.
So tell us about, that would be interesting. What's the exchange rate like in Ireland? I heard this is actually a good time to go to Ireland. There's some great rates on flights and stuff. Did you find that the exchange rate was good?
You know, obviously it's still not, you know, the best that it can ever be for Americans, but it's definitely the best it's been for me in years. And
okay.
The last time I was over there was about 3 years ago. I've just been over there for 2 weeks. Traveling around Ireland, and it was just, I found myself actually purchasing a few little extra accessories to bring home than I would normally have done. So it definitely wasn't as bad, and there was definitely a lot of American tourists over there, so I could definitely sense, and I was in Dublin, in Cork, in Wicklow, Belfast, Cavan, Louth, So I covered a few places, and I was meeting a ton of American visitors over there.
Yeah, so that's what I think it is, partially that, too, and the desire to obviously go there. You met some, besides just meeting plain old Americans, you met some interesting people, like the U.S. Ambassador Dan and Patricia Rooney. Tell me about that experience.
Oh, what wonderful people. And you might be a little bit partial to people from that state yourself anyway. Dan Rooney, as everybody knows, Pittsburgh Steelers.
Right.
Dan and Patricia Rooney are based in Phoenix Park in Dublin, where the U.S. Ambassador's residence is. And it's absolutely magnificent. And I met with them last, I'm losing my days now, Kate, I think it was last Friday. I was with a delegation from an organization called the American Ireland Fund, which is doing absolutely amazing things for what's going on in Ireland and what the reciprocal deals between both countries. It's truly amazing. And so Ambassador Rooney and his wife welcomed us all. There was 270 of us to his residence. And the sun was shining, blue sky. Can you believe it?
No kidding.
And Patricia Rooney, you know, really and truly, she does America proud because she's nothing short of a lady. She's the first lady over there. She's just lovely, and the Irish love her. She's just so lovely, very elegant, you know, really and truly. I thought she was just lovely. And then they were our guests at the National Gallery on Saturday for a dinner. And this was just a wonderful, wonderful experience. It was really fantastic.
And, you know, you talk about this American Fund. You say what's going on between the two countries, between the United States and Ireland. What is going on between the two countries? What are some of the things that you found most interesting?
Well, just really briefly, the American-Ireland Fund, obviously the word fund implies money, and the American-Ireland Fund is set up to raise funds. It was actually started by Dan Rooney 35 years ago, and this is why we were there. And it was the anniversary, himself and Tony O'Reilly, or should I say Sir Tony O'Reilly. And the two of them started 35 years ago, and the funds that were raised are used to promote culture, peace in Ireland. Some of the programs that it funded is, and we were visiting over there, which was incredible, was the integration. And I just want people to know that the generous donors in the U.S., where the money was actually going, was to fund integrated schools in Belfast. Mm. And we went and visited the integrated schools that, you know, started off with 20 students and now have, you know, 2,000 students, where the Catholic and Protestant children are in school together, you know, working together, marrying each other, and it's just wonderful to see it all happening right now, the peace process, you know. While I was there also, of course, the big, big report came out, which was the talk of Ireland when I was there, which was the Bloody Sunday report. And that has gone a long way towards the sense of healing that I felt in the country while I was there was, you know, and I'm born and raised in Ireland, and so much so that I don't know if you know this, but the big buzz now is that the Queen is going to come visit Ireland next year.
Oh, wow, yeah. I heard that there was a rumor that she might do that, but that's interesting. That's huge.
It's closer than a rumor now, I think, Kate, because, I mean, it's all over the Irish Times newspapers today, yesterday, even down to the regions that she's talking about, and that Taoiseach Brian Cowan is ready to invite her officially, and President Mary McAleese is ready to greet her. So it's wonderful. And the American-Ireland Fund, just outside of the peace process, it also funds cultural programs. There were programs where American students can visit Ireland and basically go on some sort of educational sabbaticals. They also announced while I was there in Belfast, which is, I never thought I'd see it in my lifetime, to see former paramilitary UDA leaders, to see the new government, Peter Robinson and Martin McGuinness, both sides coming together, and then to see Declan Kelly, the U.S. economic envoy appointed by Hillary Clinton to Northern Ireland. He was there and he announced an initiative last Friday, which is a Northern Ireland initiative for students in universities in Northern Ireland, where companies in the United States, which is fantastic, people like GE, Coca-Cola, just to name a few, have gotten on board and going to have the students come over to the U.S. and work in these companies for a year and take the experience that they've learned and bring it back to Northern Ireland to help with the growth and the rebuilding of it. This peace process is very historical because other nations around the world are starting to employ this template for a peace process because, of course, as people, but it was very clear while I was there that this is not just about two people saying, we'll put down our arms now. Mm-hmm. This is a lot more than that. This is now, how do they get them to the table? Can they get to the table? How are they going to concede, you know? Very, very interesting. And then aside of the political side of it, that side of it, that we were just given a glimpse and a snapshot of that. We were able to see, you know, the before, the middle and the after a little bit. And then the cultural and historical side of it, which I absolutely, of course, love, which is very much part of my business, as you know, Rachel Gaffney's Real Ireland, which is to show the Americans and people over here what Real Ireland's all about. And to do this trip, it was really interesting. What I did was I went to a website. If you want to tailor your own trip, let's say you decide you want to go to Ireland and you've never been before. Oh, and I have something exciting to share with you that Americans who've got Irish ancestors would be thrilled to hear about. Mm. You can go to this website, www.discoverireland.com. And you can go in there and you can just tailor and look at what you want to do, where you want to go, if it's an ancestral trip you want. But the Minister for Foreign Affairs in Ireland, I was at Farmley House last Sunday for a young leaders conference. And Micheál Martin is the Minister for Foreign Affairs, and he announced an initiative for Americans who've got Irish ancestors. You know how they can get a passport? And it stops at a certain generation. I can't remember if it's third generation or where, but, you know, where you can get your passport. After that, it stops.
Right.
So they're going to issue some special program, like a certificate of Irishness or authenticity or something that they're going to start, which sounds really corny, but it's not. It's going to be of huge historical value. I know one lady in particular in Kansas City, somebody that you and I may both know, Tom Stevenson's mother. She's 93 years of age. She's Irish, and it stops just before her.
Wow.
And all she wants is to be recognized as being Irish. She's never been there.
Wow.
She will be entitled to get this through this new program, and it'll be wonderful.
I like that. Okay, so discoverireland.com. That's pretty easy to remember. Rachel, you sound so tired, but you sound like you had an incredible trip. Thanks so much for sharing with us. That was interesting.
Oh, no worries. And I filmed, actually, over there for the last 4 days.
Wow.
The weather was phenomenal. Sun, blue skies, down in Wicklow. I was interviewing fisherman Kate on one of the things when I was interviewing the fisherman. I'll leave you on this one if you want. The fisherman, typical Irish, never bothered to change his tone of voice at all. As I was interviewing him, I was leaning up against the boat, you know, holding on to the edge of this giant trawler. And as I was interviewing him, he was answering the question. And in the answer, he said, "Now, of course, if I were you, I wouldn't be standing where you're standing." And I said, "I beg your pardon." And he said, "Well, you're leaning against the trawler and it's actually on its way out to sea right now. And you're going to fall in." And this is all on tape. And just as he said that, the trawler started to move off. I started to fall into the water and they all had to catch me and pull me back in again.
That's hilarious. That's a good one. I'm glad you shared that with us, too.
Okay.
Rachel, thanks. Get some shut-eye. Again,
okay,
we appreciate
thanks.
It. Bye-bye. Oh, that's funny. The American Ireland Fund. How about that? Interesting, too. Lots of pieces of information there with the Queen going over to Ireland. That's a very, very big deal. She's absolutely right about it. It's funny. It's much bigger than the Queen going to Wimbledon. She hadn't been to Wimbledon in 30-some years, and they made such a big deal about it. I was watching the coverage, and they had all these pre-produced pieces. Imagine the Queen going to Ireland, just how big that will be. Odds and Ends on the flip side.
Nine years, thousands of clients worldwide, amazing results. And here's more proof of the effectiveness of how Heart and Body Extract supports good circulation and healthy arterial flow.
My name is Crystal. I'm a 45-year-old and live in Houston, Texas. I was diagnosed with having mitral valve prolapse 10 years ago. My cardiologist said surgery and drugs was the only thing he could offer me.
What did Crystal do?
I ordered Heart and Body Extract in August 2006. When I first took my first 15 drops, I embraced the formula and could even feel the goodness of the formula starting to work.
Clean, clear arteries are happy arteries after using Heart and Body Extract. Learn more at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. HB Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Times are tough, and you gotta stretch that dollar. A special invitation for listeners to save. Sign up at DoobleShoppers.com today and start paying the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices for the coolest stuff. New premium brand name TVs, laptops, watches, camcorders, Blu-ray players, and more. All with factory warranties, just like you get from a retail chain. Except for the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices. They start low and go lower with our reverse auctions. You save even more with your first $8 auction purchase. Dooble will give you an instant $25 dining certificate good at thousands of nationwide restaurants, plus a $500 vacation discount voucher, usable at hundreds of resorts around the U.S. and world. Sign up today at DoobleShoppers.com. Pay the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices, and listeners receive special rewards. It's worth a peek to keep money in your pocket and the coolest stuff in your home and garage. Sign up today at DoobleShoppers.com. That's D-U-B-L-I Shoppers.com. You'll be glad you did.
Typical of this show, we're zigging and zagging all over the place. We talk a little financial, talk about the American-Ireland Fund and what's going on between the U.S. and Ireland. And now we move on to odds and ends. Here we have topping odds and ends. The Medicare cuts reversed. Do you know what I'm talking about? This is something we've talked about a lot on ATN. The House voted Thursday to reverse a 21% cut, in fact, in the government fees paid to doctors who treat Medicare patients. Now, that vote followed the Senate passage last week, if you were keeping score, in the very same thing. So it retroactively would rescind the June 1 cut for 6 months and add a 2.2% increase in doctors' rates. The House vote was 417-1. Only one guy voted against it, George Miller, a Democrat from California. The measure is going to cost the government $6.4 billion over 10 years. It's going to be signed into law. So, you know, this was the deal. The doctors who are already having problems getting the payments, and a lot of the doctors won't even take Medicare. It was going to be a huge problem. And there were going to be more doctors that were going to walk away. And if you've got 43 million people, which you're pretty much talking about mostly seniors that get that benefit, it would be, it would have been a disaster. It would have been an unmitigated disaster. And it's been a 2-month battle that just when you had that many doctors with their hands up in the air saying, forget about it, we're not going to do it, then it would have harmed a lot of older people in this country. And you go all the way back to a 97 law that required doctors' Medicare rates to be adjusted every year based on a crazy formula that was tied to the health of the economy. Great. Yeah, we have such a healthy economy. And the law pretty much goes like this. It says rates should be cut every year to keep Medicare in the black. So that was a problem. And the reimbursements were slashed, and a lot of people were saying, forget it, we're not going to do this anymore. So something had to give. And this is a good thing. Pretty much everybody was on board with it. Of course they were on board with it. Think of their constituents. And as I mentioned, the headaches and the problems that was starting to cause a lot of people who were actually getting ill, thinking that they weren't going to have anybody to go and treat them, and they were going to be left out in the cold trying to find somebody, some hospital, some place that would take them. This was an interesting twist on the political front. I happened to be watching one of the cable networks, CNN, Fox, one of them. It was probably CNN. I was flipping back and forth just looking for something else that was going on. And this endorsement deal from certain political people onto others. I mean, you know, it's like, can you ride on the coattails of Barack Obama? Can you ride on the coattails of former President Bill Clinton? It's always a big, big deal when it comes to presidential elections, the endorsements. But it's also on a smaller scale pretty big with these midterm elections. You know, all the House seats are up and some Senate seats are certainly up, and there are other political positions up for grabs, governors in certain states. So an endorsement from Sarah Palin certainly stirs the pot. You look at South Carolina and what happened there, and you look at a couple of other places where Palin has lent her name, and it's interesting. They're trying to figure out if Sarah Palin, no matter what you think of her, especially with the GOP, just is the it factor, okay? But is she the it factor in stirring up excitement because of the controversy and, you know, how she's that third rail? But is there a payoff when it comes to influencing voters in a general election if the former Republican vice presidential nominee endorses you? Does it hurt more than help? Well, there was I love these polls. There was an NBC News Wall Street Journal survey that picked up that 52% of adults would respond in a negative way if they knew Palin endorsed a candidate they were voting for. If we got down to the nitty-gritty of the numbers, 15% of the people surveyed say they would have some reservations about a candidate that Palin backed, while 37% responded that they'd be very uncomfortable if the Alaska governor lent her support. Only 25% said they would react positively at all toward any candidate carrying Palin's stamp of approval. So they did this survey just a few days ago. It was the tail end of it. And you know how the sampling they do is like 1,000 or however many it is. But I think in the Republican primaries, she has paid off. There's no question. I mean, you think of the South Carolina GOP gubernatorial race, Nikki Haley, I mentioned, and you think of others who were just frothing at the mouth to try to get Palin to endorse them. So I'd say the jury's out on that. I don't know that it depends on who you're polling. I don't know if I agree with that. Like I said, she's one of those people, Palin is, and all of you know that. She's a lover or hater kind of gal. Just like Hillary Clinton. You know, it's funny that Palin and Clinton actually have that in common on two different spectrums of politics, Democratic and Republican, and couldn't be more opposite, but they absolutely have that one huge factor that there is buzz that they create, but it can be positive and it can be negative. All right, let's jump to the Gulf Coast and give you your update. You know, here we are just shy of 70 days heading into the weekend. Ooh, and it's about those beaches. I'm thinking to myself, too, I'm going to the Gulf to Tampa. And right now people are brushing that off. Oh, Tampa, that's just so much further down the line. Forget about it. And then I'm looking at these workers all over the beaches in Pensacola just desperately trying to, you know, trying to shovel up the oil that's just left on the beach. So everybody who is beachbound certainly isn't at this point. It affected a lot of sections of Pensacola Beach and a couple of other key beaches in and around that area. You could see these dark patches of syrup-like oil sort of on the white sand. And when they took the aerial photos, it really, really looked bad. So the beach is open, but the water in some of those places and some of those spots isn't open to swimming because of the oil in the waters along the shoreline. So what is going to make you want to, you got to be honest about that. What's going to make you want to go with your family to those beaches? The answer is you're not going to want to go. And it just depends on the wind direction when you're talking about tar balls, because they could float ashore or, you know, maybe they don't. Right now, Destin and Fort Walton Beach are in that position, and everybody's standing by. They're already looking for it. The shoreline on a place called Santa Rosa Sound is clean and it's clear, but how long? And there's just one fat question mark that hangs over the Gulf Coast. You got all these they're kind of pebble-sized tar balls that come up, like on South Walton County, they saw them, and in a couple of the Gulf Shore area in Alabama. And I'm sorry, once that happens, I don't care what anybody tells you, you do not want your kids and you do not want to be walking up and down the beach with the tar balls so that you have to frantically scrub your feet with baby oil. It makes no sense because you can't even swim anyway if that's what the case is. Unless they're really, really scattered. And if they're really, really scattered, like in Panama City, huge vacation area. And that Panama City Beach, I've been there, trust me, it is a party plus a party and a party. But I think the party's been quelled a little bit. They do have the scattered tar balls and the oil patches. So right now the beaches might be open and they're saying, okay, come and swim. But even though it's intermittent, is that really what you want to do? Do you really want to gamble? And the answer is, nada, I don't think so. Send me your thoughts, americatonight.net.